Today it's my privilege to introduce to you Pastor Gary Riley. He's a local pastor here in Wichita Falls. He pastors Turning Point of Grace Church. He's been in Wichita Falls for how many years?
18.
18 years that he's been in Wichita Falls, and he's got his lovely wife Elizabeth with him. And it's so good to have you here today. We welcome you to Encounter Church. And I spoke at his church Wednesday night, as I mentioned earlier. Just an honor to be there. And it's just an honor to have him with us today. We've had breakfast quite a bit together, and I just enjoy fellowshipping with this man of God. And I so appreciate everything that he's been able to pour into me and just what he's done for me as a pastor here in Wichita Falls. And so why don't you stand with me, and let's welcome Pastor Gary Riley to the platform today.
Praise God. That's not what he told my church. He said I was a little bit crazy. And that's not true, because I'm a lot crazy. Amen. But God's good. Amen. And when I was standing there, the presence of God is in this place. And I travel. I mean, I've been all over. But the thing is I have to be honest, his presence is where he wants to go. Amen. But you go into some places, you know, there ain't no God unless you walk in. Amen. But I felt the presence of God here. It's been cultivated. Praise God. And the Lord had spoke to me about you, Pastor Ken and Jeannie. And there's going to be men of God, women of God that have been in the ministry for some longer, some shorter. But the Lord showed me they are burnt stones. And they'll be sent to you to be cleaned and fixed. And the thing is what a lot of people don't understand, pastors come automatically, oh, pastor's here, we put him to work. But see, that's not the thing. They're coming here to get healed, yeah, to get regenerated, to get fixed. And they'll do it here in this place. And even through you, but through the people. And as these people are sent here, and there'll be new stones too, but the thing is, the Lord was showing me this, but there's a reason that there's going to be an army put together from this place. And as this place is being put together, and as the people are being put together, and it's coming through the headship, God is going to put these people together, and one will accent the other, and one will move in another, and you'll see that it won't be as hard to work before, because all the tools will be in place, but some of the tools aren't here yet. But some are here now, and God is going to begin to do that. But as I've seen that, I see things begin to open, but it's not going to be a hard thing. It's not going to be a hard thing to work, because through him there's rest.
That's right.
And as that begins to happen, you're going to see things begin to flow, and people begin to be set free, and a lot of different things begin to happen. And it just excited me as I do that. But Father, I pray right now, I thank you, Lord, for this beautiful place. I thank you as you bless this precious couple. I thank you for God, who you are and what you're going to do. I thank you for the prophetic word of God. And I pray, Lord, that you bless even here right now, Lord. I thank you, Father, even as you move in an Encounter Church, I thank you for what you have in store, and for even the church plants that come from this place. And I thank you and I praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. You say, what do you mean church plants? I don't know why. The Lord says it, I just say it, okay, amen? And so we'll see what happens, but God's good, amen? Anyway, I'm Pastor Gary Riley. I'm just across town, you know, and this guy just loves me, and I love him, and he was just a real person with me. And, you know, we can be very transparent together, you know. My wife, Elizabeth, we've been married 38 years, you know, pray for her. And, you know, I put that woman, hey, you know, I am a kind of a comedian type guy, but sometimes I turn that off. But for the first 7 years with her, I put her through hell. And she used to lay next to me. And she would quote Acts 19:12, the anointing, and claim me for the kingdom of God. And I was the devil. I sat up one day and I said, I can't do this anymore. And I gave my heart to Christ. And see, oh, don't marry a sinner. I advise you don't go marry a sinner, okay? I'm saying, but what I'm saying, don't give up on that person. And so if she gave up on me, I wouldn't be standing here today. Amen? And so God's good, praise God. I'm so thankful for Jesus, you know. And even though I pastor Turning Point of Grace, I also privileged, I work at the Faith Mission. And I really enjoy that, you know, praise God. And it's just an opportunity, amen, to see men and women's lives change forever, praise God. You know, in Isaiah 45, 2 and 3, it says, I will go before you and make the crooked places straight. Amen? Now, that I know that's a real simple scripture, but we need to announce that over our lives. Amen. You need to announce that because you're going to find yourself going detours over and over and over if you don't. If the crooked places aren't straight, you're going in the wrong path. Yeah. But if we allow God to move in us and to change our lives, and it blesses us. But so many times, we're going places that the enemy wants you to go. And you're wondering why things aren't well. But did you include him in your life today? Did you ask him to prepare your footsteps? Or do we go through it all? Oh, man, God's... Hey, you didn't even give God a chance. I mean, we do it ourselves. We go footsteps without asking God what to do or where to go, you know. And I put this down because even though the Lord has given me a word, I'm going to be very transparent about something here in a minute, and I feel I'm supposed to say it. It's more about me. But I feel I'm supposed to do this because I think if it's blessing me, it'll bless you. And if men of God and women of God would be more real about what life is like, it'd help other people get set free. Amen? And so I love this. And I don't really listen to this minister, but there was an illustration by John Hagee. And he said, he was asked a question, and it says, how can I be successful in the ministry? Have you ever heard that illustration? I thought it's fantastic. It says, how can I be successful in the ministry? A young minister asked him, and he goes, it's very, very easy. And I went, right. You know, it's very, very easy. And this is what John Hagee said. I thought it was so good. He says, if you want to be successful in the ministry, find out what God wants done and do that. And he says, if God wants it done, he'll fund it. He'll send the people. He'll make the crooked places straight. He'll move the mountains. He'll drive your enemies out in front of you. He'll put angels in front of you and your escort, and behind you be your rear guard. If God wants it done, nothing can stop you and nothing can come against you if God wants it done. And so we need to find out what God wants done. A lot of times we're sitting there trying to figure out what to do, but we don't know what God wants done. We're trying to do what we want to be done. And have we ever just stepped back and said, God, what do you want done? Amen? And, you know, here's what's weird. I was working at another job and pastoring, and I was just working, and I get a phone call. I was down in the ditch, and I was doing some work, and I get a phone call from that guy right over there, Tim Burney. He goes, what are you doing, Gary? I said, I ain't telling you, because I didn't like what I was doing. He goes, man, why don't you come to work for me? I went, how much does it pay? No, I didn't say that. I didn't say that. I said, here's what I said. You know what? I think I will. And I went to work, and I haven't regretted it at all. And I enjoy seeing lives change. Amen. Amen. And God's good. And so I get the privilege of pastoring a church and working at a place. And I'm doing... But watch, God orchestrated that because I just asked him. I stood there and said, God, if this is what you want me to do, I'll stay here today and do what I'm doing now. And I got a phone call from him. And then, so ask him. You want to know how many times we try to figure out what to do? We don't ask God. Right. Ask him, praise God. You know, he talks about how we have breakfast all the time, different things. Man, I enjoy sharpening each other. He's a blessing to my soul. You know, and it just, it, and you know what? We're friends. We're friends. And a lot of people don't understand it. But, you know, we always go to the thing, we say, well, why? Why this? Why paralyzes? When you ask why all the time, you're paralyzing things. And we've got to get to a point where we understand that if we quit asking why and we started stepping into what he wants, while everybody else is stepping out on the water walking, you're in the boat still. Yeah. Stop asking why. Let's start looking for what God wants to do. Amen. Right. And you said, well, I got my own plan. You remember, okay, how many know who Mike Tyson is? Mike Tyson said, everybody got a plan until somebody punch them in the face. You know, you say, oh, I got, oh, okay. Oh, I'll fix it. Okay, whoa. See, Mike Tyson knew how to stop a lot of plans, right? So I know the plan. I'm never going to fight Mike Tyson. But here's the deal. We got to ask God what the plan is. What's God's plan? You know, and I just wanted to, you know what, I'm going to jump right into this because I really, really want to talk about this because I'm actually still in the middle of this. I've been in the ministry for 30 years. And praise God, I mean, we ran healing centers in Waco, Texas, and there was a lot of different things. And God really blessed Elizabeth and I, and a lot of different things we're doing. But a friend of mine asked me to come to his ministry, and he wanted me to come. And I said, sure, I'd love to come. And he said, but I want you to lay hands on people while you're there. That's all he said. He said, just lay hands on people, okay? I go to the deal, and I stand there. Now, before I say another word, you got to understand something, the background that I have. The pastor that I had years ago, he was really, really into Benny Hinn. And so he had a relationship with him, and his catcher, one of the catchers' name is Kurt. And he trained us how to catch and all this, and we were in the ministry, and we got to do a lot of different things, and we'd travel and do crusades and everything else. So I understood the whole process of what to do security, the whole nine yards. So I was training. I thought it was the most fun, exciting thing in the world, right, at that time. Well, anyway, I had to start off with that so you know where I'm going here. So I go to my, I'm jumping way ahead. So I go to my friend's service, and I'm standing there, and the place is packed out. Man, it's fantastic. And the praise and worship is going on, but I could not enjoy myself. And I'm standing there. I'm scanning the crowd. People get prayed for. I run up, start catching. I start doing different things. Yeah, I'll pray for some people, but watch. My friend did not ask me to catch. My friend did not ask me to watch the door. My friend didn't ask me to escort somebody out that needed to be thrown in the trash. I'm just joking. But the thing is, that's actually true. But anyway, but watch. He said, I want you to come and lay hands on people. Do that thing you do. You know, pray, just enjoy a lot, enjoy the, you know what I'm saying? I could not enjoy a thing. And I'm a minister, I'm a pastor. And I said, God, and I said this, now I've got to be transparent. I stood there and I said, Lord, why am I even here? Okay, everybody else is, having a good time and everything. And I said, why am I here? And I couldn't wait to leave. People getting saved, delivered, baptized. I mean, all kind of stuff going on. So I got no answer. I go home. The next morning I woke up, and I'm an early riser. I love to be with the Lord early in the morning, and I'm talking to the Lord. I said, Lord, I don't understand. You may tell you what he told me? And he said it just like this out loud. He says, I can't pour new wine into old wineskins, buddy. And I went, what? I've been ministering for years. What are you talking about? Yeah, I had the great attitude, right? And I went, and then I began to cry. I said, how did I become an old wineskin? How'd that happen? Now, hey, man, I've done teachings. I know about the old wineskin. I know the new covenant, old covenant. I know about grace versus law. Grace changed my life. And there's no children in here, so I'll say this. You don't understand. Back in 2010, grace changed my life. Okay? 2011, I'm going to say this out loud. I stopped looking at pornography. You were a pastor, so your mama. Anyway, now... No, hear me out. Now watch this. You think, oh, how can you tell people this? People need to know. But wait, then I started thinking, do you realize it's been over 12 years that I've been clean? Come on. Now watch. Before grace, I would sit there and I'd do good for 2 or 3 months and I'd blow it. 2 or 3 months and I'd blow it. Two or three months and I blow it. And I say, I want to fast, you know, and I'm going to try to fast. And you can't whoop it in the flesh. I'm telling you. You're trying to do it yourself. But then when grace came along, just jumping ahead, God set me free, praise God. But now watch this. But there's a new chapter in my life. And the thing was, is I'm actually in the midst of the wineskin thing right now. But here's what the Lord spoke to me. What do you do with an old wineskin? You don't throw it out. You soak it in water. Soak it to make it become pliable again. Soak it in the water of the Word. Okay, you soak it until it's usable again, but you're not done yet. But wait, before I go any further to the oil stage, here's the thing. You soak it, but we try to bypass that. Okay, I'm ready for the next thing. No, but stop. Enjoy His presence. Huh, Pastor Ken? Enjoy His presence. We're missing the part of soaking and being with Him and enjoying Him. And nobody's got a turnkey on this. You got to do it this way and that way. You do whatever's going to get you to where you got to be. Okay, as long as you do it. You know, get rid of the distractions and let Him soak. I mean, I tell you what, you soak in Him. You soak in Him. Oh, my God, His presence is so fantastic. But then from there, you go to the oil stage, the anointing. But here's what's real cool about this. The oil, we know, as you step in and you have the oil in you, and we call it the anointing. You can't get to that phase unless you soak yourself first. But the excitement should be for you. If you feel, and I was real open with y'all what I've been going through in the past. But if it wasn't for Him and soaking in the Word, I could never get out of that. But wait, here's the hope. This is why I cried. Oh my God, it's still not too late for me. This wasn't about my salvation. This was about me enjoying His presence. And I didn't say this, but I needed to let you know something. We said, why couldn't you enjoy it? It was work to me. I was trained to do this and did it for years. It became work. It wasn't, there was no joy. Habakkuk, the joy of my salvation was not there. You see where I'm going with that? But here's what God's doing. He wants to make your feet like hinds' feet, that you can walk on the high places. But guess what? You got to picture the old brittle wineskin, and everybody, we've done it before. You can tell, they're so excited about the Lord. Oh, we can do it. What? You know, it's like, okay. Or maybe you're not an outburst person. It's just, we're doing that again. Something's missing, guys. Amen? And the thing is that the Holy Spirit is so good and He's so real. And when faith hit me real big, really strong, in around 2003, my wife looked at me and she says, I don't get what you're getting. I said, I'm not going anywhere without you. And we talked it and did it, and we prayed together and stuff, you know, and that woman could preach right there. And she's who I have lay hands on me when the enemy comes. Oh, and by the way, everything I've told y'all about of course I told y'all, I told her what I was doing wrong. If I can't be in covenant with her, how's anything going to work? I didn't hide it. I mean, I just told her. You know, you say, well, you shouldn't tell some people some things. Why? Don't you want to be set free? Give it all. Give it all. But guess what, man? I stand here before you, praise God, and I'm excited about a future and a hope. But here's the part I didn't mention that I thought was so cool. I remember when I was talking to Tim about this very word here, that here's where we get lost. If you truly go through that stage, the old wineskin, and then you're oiled up and the anointing comes, you become new. Okay, new. No. If it's new, you've never been there before.
Come on. Right. Good.
If it's brand new, how in the world could you have been there? You're stepping into a new place, a new freshness, a new place of stepping into things. And God begins to move in your life. And all of a sudden, when you're stepping into something new, you can do things you couldn't do before. And as you go forward, you're going to see God begin to move. You're going to see things transfer. And all of a sudden, the power of God begins to flow because you're in a new place. Yeah. And I know we're new creations, but guess what? Why are we acting old? Because the enemy does not want you to step into who you are.
Come on.
And we have a good God, praise God. And I've got something to be excited about because there's a transfer. I have people come to me and say, hey, man, I want to be set free. And I understand, man, this world, people are cruel and everything. I need to be set free from this. I need to be set free from that. I promise you, it starts with your relationship with Christ. We can try. Please don't misunderstand what I'm saying because I'm real big on laying hands on people. You don't have to have hands laid on you to be set free. You don't. But you do need to tell somebody that you can trust. You know, it doesn't end up on 6 o'clock news, you know, because that's what I mean. But there's something that happens when we tell someone and you go forward and you'll see God move. And there's a change that happens and it blesses our soul. Because he's so good, you know. And in Isaiah 43:19, it says, I see I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wastelands. Now, I want to tie this with Isaiah 40:31. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They, of course, we don't understand this, but watch. They will soar on wings like eagles and will run, not grow weary, and they will walk and not be faint. But watch. If that's not happening with you, something's missing.
Come on.
See, this is real. The Word of God is real.
Yeah.
But we got to put it. There's something that's missing, and I promise you, it's just your. The soaking stage is the most important thing, I think. You say, oh, what do you mean soaking? Okay, everybody's going to give their own view, but okay, just spend time with him. Let him, you pray. I understand you got different things. It's not long prayer, okay? Jesus prayed, showed us how to pray. Our Father who art in heaven, that took, what, 2 minutes? So that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about being in his presence, but you got to listen. He wants to say something to you. God actually wants to talk with you, spend time with you. And when we listen, something begins to happen. And I guess what's amazing to me is that we got this good God that loves us so much. And he's so wonderful. But if we look, he'll show us exactly what we need to see. And I saw a picture of it, and we've talked this story I'm about to tell you a million times, but I didn't ever see it in this version. Mary and Martha, old wineskin, new wineskin. Didn't look at it that way. Because here she is, Jesus, don't you even care that she's not helping me? You know, accusing two people at once, you know. Make her come help me. Martha, Martha, you're worried about many things. Worried about many things. He said, I'm not going to take the good part from her. I'm not taking this from her. This is hers. The answer to what you're looking for is at his feet.
Yeah.
I guess she forgot this guy can feed, you know, thousands of people with a lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now, don't get me wrong. I said, when we look at, oh, she's a servant. You know what? She's stressed out because she's trying to earn something rather than set and receive something that's been paid for. If you'll receive it, you're going to see God begin to move, praise God.
Yeah.
Amen? Man, y'all some good-looking people out here, man. What's up with that? I need to go back to my church and talk to my people or something. I'm just playing. Anyway, I just want people to understand you don't ever arrive. Oh, man, faith of power. Boy, you better watch out. My wife and I, there's this this wife we know, I got to say wife and husband because y'all might know these, they live here. And they're in this room, right? No, I'm just joking. I'm still working. Anyway, I know this wife and husband. And she, all she ever prayed for was this man to become a man of God, to get saved. Well, he did. And then all of a sudden, he started coming to church. And then all of a sudden, everything came true. But then, when he tried to act like a man of God, she'd shut him down. Did you really want this man changed? Or now you got a problem because now he's saved and wanting to pray too and wanting to be a part. Oh, I'm the woman of God. See, my problem is get out of the way. Yeah. Amen? She got her answer. Guess what? This couple is threatening for divorce now. After. Not while he was a sinner. Now that they're saved. So the thing is, when you ask God, believe that you ask God. Trust God. Be willing to move. Man, I have to be willing to move all the time. And I find out I'm not his faith, man of faith and power. I'm the vessel he uses. But what? Guess what? He does heal. And I see it. He does change lives. He does set people free. And it's not something I've read about. I've experienced it. I know it happens. I know it happens. But are we really ready for it? You mean it's only 11:08? Glory to God, I got some time left. I just want to be respectful of time. I don't close for 3 hours. No, I'm joking. I'm sorry. I love him so much. Hey, that's a preacher thing, man. You know how it is. But well, anyway, my second, I'm just kidding. Here's what I find really cool with where I'm going with this, and then I'm going to pray. And because here's the thing. I know I'm not the only person that struggled with being an old wineskin. How do you think I felt? And I didn't get this from a friend of mine or something. The Lord spoke this, and it was clear. And here's how I know when it's God. Now, I hear some people that God talks to them, and you need to do. My God, he never talked to me like that. He just doesn't. He even used the word buddy at the end. He's trying to soften it. He says, I can't pour new wine into old wineskins, buddy. And I went, oh. You know, I start crying. But that's why he talks to me, because I needed to hear that. I didn't want to hear that, but that's why I couldn't enjoy what everybody else was enjoying at that service. You know what, you tell you what's real strange? You know what service that was? It was one of Tim Burney's services. And he's here. He just wanted to see, make fun of me, but that's okay. And I enjoyed. And I told him, I said, man, if I wouldn't have came, I would have never known. I would have never known. You know, it depends on how you read the word. In Matthew 22, you know when it talks about that story? Because there's two similar stories, and there's a little different one. I find this so interesting. In Matthew 22, it talks about the king that had the banquet and sends him out. Now, this isn't the one where his son is killed. This is a different one. But he sends people. People don't show up. I'll just give you express version. They don't show up, so he says, go out and bring them in. Okay? So they bring all these people in. Then there's one guy. The king walks in and says, hey, man, why aren't you dressed in the proper attire? But he came, right? Tie that guy up, throw him out into darkness, right? And this is where we say, this is where you get the common, many are called, but few are chosen. But here's what people miss on this part. If you go to the Amplified Bible, it says that he didn't put on the proper attire that was given to him to be there. Wow. Look at the Amplified. I've never seen it before in my life. So he wanted to do it his old wineskin way. Wow. Come on. Get the Amplified and look at that. It's real interesting in Matthew 22. And it says, because I always thought, man, the guy just showed up. You're going to throw him in the darkness. I'm all going to defend him and everything else. But then I saw the part of what the translation is. Everything he needed was given to him, but he didn't take it. He still wanted to do it his way. Why? We need to stop trying to do it our way. God's trying to get something through you, but man, you're trying to block it from getting to you. He wants to do something in our lives, but there's so many times. I'll tell you, here's the beautiful part. If we'll just listen, man, you'll see there's nothing that can stop you if you'll let God be God. Amen?
Amen.
So, can you play something? Not Bon Jovi or nothing, but I mean, or... she jumps in there, take those old records off the shelf. I'd go, what kind of church is this? No, I think I like it here. No, I'm just now watch. You want to show you how good God's anointing is? You say, you can't play like that? You watch God's presence right now. He's so good. Oh my God, he's so good. Oh, praise God. Let's just stand up for just a moment. And here's all I want to ask. And I know y'all have a prayer team, which would be fantastic. But I'm actually going to pray out loud. There's something. I wasn't afraid to be transparent about me. I am not talking about your salvation. I don't understand where all that comes from. You're men and women. And being saved is not what we're talking about. What we're talking about, if you feel that you've become an old wineskin or you're having issues, it become work to you. Can I just say that? It's become work to you. And you don't want that anymore. That's the reason God brought me here today. For you. If he helps me, he'll help you. God is no respecter of persons. Amen. And I'm trying to think of the right way to do this, you know. And me, I just say, oh, come on down, we'll pray, you know. But I want to be respectful. I know, and it's always, there's that first person that steps out, and then it makes it easier for everybody else. And the truth is, I know, praise God, what an old wine, what it feels like. I know. I absolutely know. Praise God. Spoke to me the moment y'all stepped out of your seats. And God, I'd done a teaching on this. I'm not going to do all that, but I will talk about that part. Isn't it amazing that the gospel of peace is the shoes? And as soon as they took a step out, peace is coming into your hearts. Peace is coming your way right now. That's, if you don't have peace, you can't enjoy nothing else. Isn't that right, Pastor? If we don't have peace, I would absolutely, positively, and I'm going to pray out loud with you guys, but I would love prayer team and or some others to come lay hands on people or however y'all work it here. Praise God. You know, can I really, really, really be open? What's sad is if you're in the ministry or you're part of part of that, you can't feel like you can't step out because people look at you a certain way. That needs to go out the door. I will never get set free. Amen. I do know one thing. I'm thankful for Jesus. I don't know, every time I saw you, man, I just wanted to do this. I don't know what it is. Praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare over every new wineskin in this place, I thank you, Lord, that that lying thing that holds on to people about the old wineskin, the simple fact that they step out in faith, they're becoming new right now. I think that you begin to talk to them, and this is what the Lord really told me to do today, talk to them about soaking in your presence. There'll be times where they have to get away and be in your presence, and to soak them completely. Oh, thank you, Lord. Soak them completely and pliable. Lord, I thank you, Father, that way when they step into the oil phase of the anointing, God, that the new thing that begins to come on, and they're going to see breakthroughs like they've never seen before in their life. And that right now, as they're walking in peace in their feet, that their feet are blessed and highly favored of the Lord. And as I'm praying, y'all just begin to talk to the Lord in your own way.